Talk about your first game out there. And
sorry. It was great. We can get back on the floor.
What do you think this team defensively really struggled out there tonight?
Just confidence, trust. I think that's the biggest thing right now is we just have to trust each other. The three of us come from a defensive-minded coach, so we're going to just try to instill what we've learned here as well. And it's just going to take a team effort. It's going to take time. What I like about the team, regardless of what people say, is that they want to get better defensively. And we feel like if we do that, the offense is going to take care of itself.
You think there's, obviously this team's digging itself in a hole, four games under 500. Do you think there's time? If it's a matter of days, weeks that it's going to take, or, when do you need to get it back, to get it turned, do you think?
It's a long season still. So it's not panic mode. You don't want to play catch up near the end of the year. So we just want to get everybody on the same page and get things rolling. They're very capable because they've proven it year in and year out.
Is the mindset hard to change for this team that's been known for outscoring you?
It's just the willingness to do it. It's a daily process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen over a week or a month. But it's just the mentality has to be, we're going to get the job done defensively. And there again, it's going to make us get even easier baskets on the offensive end, regardless of the fact that we're getting, we can score on the offensive end, not a transition in any situation. But if you get defensive stops, you get easy baskets. So.
Physically, how did you feel out there?
The first couple of minutes of the first quarter, third quarter were tough. Those first couple of minutes were always tough. Yeah, that first time I was like, I'm dying out here. They were nice enough to actually take me out. So it's just great to get back out there, and I just wanted to just play within the flow of the offense and just be myself. I'm feeling great, and the staff here has just done a great job of getting me back.
Stanley kept you out there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he would have turned his back on me.
do you think was there any swelling, or is there any after effects?
Everything's good.
You got a lot of your opportunities in the post. Is that something you see going forward?
I hope so. I've played down there. I feel like I can score and make plays for our team. I missed a couple of easy ones today. I think just getting your legs back and you win. But I feel comfortable down there. It's somewhere that regardless of who is guarding me, I still feel I can make plays.
Vince, you seem pretty comfortable out there. Are you sensing that it's going to be pretty easy?
I held it well. It's all in the face. You got to hold it in the face, showing that you're comfortable. No, I did. Like I said, my thing is just trying to learn the offense and just go. You just have to pay attention. I knew I was going to make mistakes, but, at the end of the day, spread the floor.
What's it like for you going from a team that was competing for a championship to a team that's now fighting for playoffs?
It's the challenge. It's the challenge of it all. The mentality hasn't changed. My mentality is do whatever I can to help us win. And that has to be everybody's mentality, particularly on the defensive end. And I think, if we get a few stops, a few more stops, that changes games right there. Because, like I said, we're going to score. We have so many weapons, very unselfish team, and that can shoot the ball. So, that's where it's going to start.
What was it like playing with Nash out there for the first time?
It was great to play with all these guys. What makes it fun is that everybody really – it's very helpful. You can go to a team where you know a few guys and you don't really know everybody, so it's like, do I say something to them or do I not? And it's not really that way here. And I think for me coming in, really talking to some of the guys who but you really don't interact with them often, I think just me just being myself and just I'm a talkative guy. I like to talk to my teammates and just be a vocal leader whenever I can. And I think doing that from day one kind of helped them say, okay, I can talk to the guy, or whatever the case may be, and they just help me and put me in the spots I need to be. So, which makes it easier.
Was this an easier transition than some of the other ones you've had to make?
As far as trying to learn the plays, it's a little easier. I think my first time in New Jersey, trying to learn that offense back then, it was a little challenging. But there again, I had to jump in the fire and just make it happen.
Was it Frank when you were first?
No, Frank. Okay. Yeah.
Do you ever see yourself as a leader on this team? Do you think that?
We have two veteran leaders as well. So I just being a veteran, being around, I feel comfortable. I'm not afraid to, speak, and share my opinion to these guys. And I think, by them seeing that, which kind of instills confidence in me, I've just been that way. You know, I just like to see our team succeed. So if you hold it in, nobody knows, you know, you can't relate with you, what you're feeling or what you see out there. And I've always been that kind of guy.
What makes this offense easier to learn and pick up in other offenses?
It's just, it's a spread offense. So, I mean, it's more so the plays. I mean, being that I've been around, once you understand the concept or the name of the play, maybe not the name of the play, but what the play actually is, you can kind of revert to, you know, other teams that I play for, what that play is. It's just learning the name of the play, which kind of throws you off sometimes. But other than that, this is a spread. They're about getting the ball up court. You know, and once you learn that concept, everything else falls into place. You know, when there's a timeout, coach will draw up a play. Oh, okay. You know, after timeout plays, which you kind of don't need to know, but you tend to learn as you go. So I'm still learning as I go. Yeah, you know, I'm just noticing, like I say, spread the floor. And then, you know, if you make a mistake, you can just add the floor.
Thanks, guys.